How does one contemplate the eight worldly dhammas? The worldly dhammas of praise and blame, gain and loss, sort of renown and ill repute, and pleasure and pain. So that those are, I think, just by contemplating that these are, you know, more or less what encompass experience in the world, and say the habit or the impulse, the very deep conditioning, of course, is to want to experience praise and happiness and gain to have a good repute, to have a good name, and nobody wants the blame and the suffering and the ill repute and loss. But the reality is, even if you're a fully enlightened Buddha, it's just what happens. I mean, things change, and the Buddha at times was blamed, he was criticized. You don't escape that I'm going to practice Dhamma and meditation and I'm going to become enlightened so I don't have to be blamed for anything. And I said, good luck. It just doesn't work that way. In the same way that there's always some sort of loss, or that sense of one experiences physical suffering, and as a say even an enlightened being, they get beyond the kind of the mental suffering, but there's still physical suffering. Having a body. That subject to old age, sickness, and death, and subject to tiredness, subject to hunger. Those are all very natural things that we. So that, in terms of contemplating the eight worldly dhammas, is seeing their naturalness, and then to just be able to identify. That's what that is, in the sense of, because sometimes we're praised, and we start. There's a Thai idiom, sort of like when somebody's starts to get a bit full of themselves, their ears pick up and their tail stands out. So the because it is just a worldly dhamma. Even praise is you don't want to be taking it seriously. You don't want to be taking it personally. And then, of course, the same with criticism or blame. And this is, it's like Ajahn Chah. I said, you've got to be able to understand yourself and have a clear sense of your own integrity or well-being or whatever. And he said, in Thailand, if you want to really speak the harshest kind of language and revile somebody, you call them a dog. And that's really bad. It's not these sort of fluffy ones that are around. you call and Ajahn Chah, I remember him saying, even if somebody calls you a dog, all you have to do is look and see if you've got a tail. If you don't, why do you have to believe them? These are just worldly dhammas. And is it true? Whether it's praise or blame or gain or loss, is it true? And even if it is true, it's still going to be impermanent, so there's no big deal to it. It's just worldly dumbness.